Today on County Lines, we meet a Southwest Ohio grower who is part of the so-called slow flower movement. Nellie Ashmore grew up on her parents' farm in Clinton County, called That Guy's Family Farm, where they grew produce and flowers. As time went by, Nellie took over the flower growing and created her own business called That Girl's Flowers. County Lines producer Renee Wild went to see the operation for herself.
We're freezing. What are we doing out here?
I was getting flowers for my daughter's anniversary.
Jackie Hampton has pulled up to a small self-serve farm stand. Here, you can buy fresh seasonal produce like peppers, tomatoes, and squash from That Guy's Farm, and floral bouquets from That Girl's Flowers.
Well, actually, this is the first time. Yeah, I've always bought their produce.
What made you think to come here?
Because they have beautiful flowers.
So they do have beautiful flowers.
Yeah, they do. You don't see this kind in the stores.
7 years ago, a book called Slow Flowers was published, and a movement began. The idea behind Slow Flowers is the same as the Slow Food movement, buying flowers that are locally sourced and in season. The Slow Flower website lists around 400 slow growers in the United States, more than a dozen in Ohio, including That Girl's Flowers, owned by Nellie Ashmore. Nellie grows around 2 acres of flowers every year on her parents' farm in Blanchester, just north of Cincinnati.
What I'm most appreciative of is how much support that our farm has been given by the community around here. It's just really amazing.
80% of cut flowers in the U.S. come from South America, which means bouquets look the same. The slow flower movement has opened up an eager market for more unique flowers and creative bouquets that use seasonal flowers and local foliage.
It's really overwhelming how many people actually buy flowers and want to buy flowers and care that the flowers I grow are unique and fresh and one of a kind. In the spring, it just seems the colors are naturally more pastel, and so I have a lot of larkspur and nigella and bachelor's buttons, and then when you get into summer, things definitely get brighter and have more of a punch to them. When the fall comes, I kind of save the marigolds until the end because I think the orange color people just think of fall. And yeah, like the burgundy dahlias are more of a, you know, a September and October deal.
Okay, Junebug, come over here and see them.
The dogs announce the arrival of Rosalie and Katie, New Yorkers who have come back to Ohio to get married tomorrow.
We Googled local flowers in Cincinnati, and I think That Girl's Flowers was the first thing that came up. Look for the local flowers, yeah, because we knew we liked flowers, but we needed to find a way to do it that
without a huge carbon footprint.
Exactly. Yeah.
So.
These are beautiful.
These are your flowers right here.
Okay.
We've got Fallopia, zinnias, dahlias, and then I kind of did a mixed bucket of some dahlias and zinnias and a different kind of Fallopia. And then there is your foliage bucket. Okay. Oh, and this is some beauty berry. You can see the little berries on it.
Yeah. Wow.
And this is nine bark. This is some autumn olive, viburnum, and more autumn olive.
It was so great to find a place like That Girl's Flowers in Cincinnati because we didn't know what was available, and this was exactly what we were looking for.
The three women carry bucket after bucket of colorful flowers out to the car. These are the last of Nellie's harvest. There's a frost warning tonight, and in the morning, the fields of flowers will have turned brown and died.
I mean, that was a great way to wrap up the season, is just kind of having a customer come and be very happy with their flowers and knowing that the last flowers are going to be for someone's wedding and very special.
Nellie will use the winter to plan what flowers she and her two employees will grow next year and order seeds for the spring. In addition to the customers who visit the farm, Nellie also supplies seasonal bouquets to Dorothy Lay Markets in the Dayton area and Pippin's Farm Market in Cincinnati. Nellie is also part of the Ohio Ecological Food and Farm Association and offers advice to others wanting to become slow flower growers. For County Lines on WYSO, Renee Weil, Clinton County.
County Lines is made possible by a grant from Ohio Humanities. This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.